The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments Monday on a case that will decide if the Kensington Gold Mine can discharge tailings in a freshwater lake. Mine owners Kuralaska appealed to the High Court after the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in 2007 struck down the company's permit to dump mine waste into Lower Slate Lake. Siding with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council and other environmental groups, the appeals court said the plan violated the Clean Water Act. For more than 30 years, it's been illegal for new gold mines to discharge waste into lakes or rivers, but the Bush administration has interpreted Clean Water Act regulations differently. Earth Justice Attorney Tom Waldo argued the case before the Ninth Circuit and now before the Supreme Court.
Those rules have required mining companies to use settling ponds and other technologies to reduce solids from their discharges so that the water that's actually discharged into lakes and rivers and streams is clean. And this is the first time since the enactment of the Clean Water Act that the Corps of Engineers has tried to authorize the discharge of tailings directly into a lake or another water body. We think the plain language of the Clean Water Act prohibits that. We think the plain language of the agency's regulations prohibits that.
The state of Alaska has joined the mining company in the case. Former U.S. Solicitor General under Bush, Ted Olson, will be arguing the case for the federal agencies that approved the Lower Slate Lake tailings plan. Goldbelt, Juneau's urban native corporation, has filed a petition supporting Kuralaska. The Ninth Circuit Court invalidated Goldbelt's permit to construct a marine terminal for the Kensington mine at Cascade Point, though it was a separate project and not part of the mine's tailing plan. Goldbelt received the Cascade Point land north of Juneau in exchange for holdings on Admiralty Island. Goldbelt board member Randy Wanamaker says the case is more than an interpretation of the Clean Water Act. It's a social justice issue.
We received that land after reaching agreement with the environmental groups that we could enjoy the quiet use of our land to promote the socioeconomic well-being of our tribal members in return for leaving Admiralty Island. But that hasn't happened. Through the years, with all the various projects that we've proposed and developed, we've been stymied at every turn.
Wanamaker says the Ninth Circuit's decision to vacate Goldbelt's permit has caused severe economic damage to the corporation and to its shareholders. The corporation hopes the Cascade Point permit could be reinstated if the Supreme Court upholds Kuralaska's tailings plan. The environmental groups are supported by several Bristol Bay area native organizations and fishing groups fighting the Pebble Mine project. If the High Court rules with the mining company and allows tailings to be dumped into the lake, they fear a precedent would be set that would allow mine waste in lakes and streams elsewhere. The Supreme Court takes up the Kensington mine question at 10 a.m. on Monday morning. The court will not rule on the case until spring.